what was the top of the house? Did you have a room up under the top of the house?
No, you never had. I never seen anything. Well, I seen my granddad had one. You might have called it a half story. And it was a little bit special built. He hewed the logs. They was about 4 inches thick and about 8 inches wide. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And you tenanted them in and made them, that pretty well filled your crack up, you see.
Yeah.
And he had a kind of a half story up there in it where you go up on steps out on the porch, you know, and go up there and had one or two bedrooms up there.
Yeah.
And it had a gable end, you know, the window to it. But still, there was nothing but, you know, wooden shutters, you know, all that. And that was a pretty modern building, I guess, for this day. Most of them were round. And your roof was all made right in the woods, what you covered it with.
Rive shingles out?
Yeah, it was a shingle, but we call them boards because we cut them longer than a shingle. We cut them 2 foot long. Made a million. I know exactly how it's done. And they would cover them with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, them modern day houses, what would you call that stuff you'd fit over the side of the house and boards that would lap over each other?
Well, that's your shingle today, what you're talking about.
Over the side of the house, you know, out here on the side of the...
Unless it's you got your weatherboard and you got your siding. You're talking about the material, ain't it? It's built out.
Yeah, weatherboard and that sort of thing.
I think it would be weatherboard or shiplap, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody's put on like this, you know. It's thin edged.
Mm-hmm.
And the heaviest edge always lays down.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, a room up under the top of the house would be called a...
Let me see. Don't find a heart of what you would call it.
Did you have a...
Today, you know, you'd term it as a first or second story.
Yeah.
And some of those half stories, you know, just part of it up there, you know, would be a story.
Yeah.
And I reckon you'd call it a half story. I don't know nothing else.
Did you ever have a loft?
Oh, yeah, they'd have lofts in them, you know, but they never used them very much.
Oh, I see.
And a lot of
just for storage.
Maybe a little, yeah. Yeah. They, you know, you could, and they generally lay your flooring or your loft material up there just like you did your flooring. Yeah, they'd put it on top of your joist, you know, it went through. And it would be rough stuff too. Yeah, it was pretty good. You'd put stuff up there, you know, but it wasn't used to no great extent.
Yeah. Now the room you cook in. The room you cook in.
Oh, we always termed it a kitchen.
Yeah, but would you have one for the summer or one for the winter?
Oh, no. Oh, no, it was all the same thing.
Was it in the house?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Many times, more times, with these houses we're talking about now, as I told you earlier, they face the front sideways, you know, instead of inways like this. It's like this house turned just half around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the back... You might call it a lean-in shed or a drop shed.
Lean-to?
Yeah, a lean-to shed. And there's generally where you had your kitchen. Yeah. And in fact, that was pretty practical. And that generally, that part wouldn't be logs out there. They'd split boards and weatherboard that up. Maybe it wouldn't be over 9 or 10 feet, you know, out. Would be the full length of your house, you know, and some of them might have their kitchen and a dining room, you know.